Today's passage is John 13, verses 1 to 20. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. He poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you, I know whom I have chosen. But the scripture will be fulfilled, 'He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me.' I am telling you this now, before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." In today's passage, we continue in the Passion Week narrative with the account of Jesus washing his disciples' feet. This is probably one of the more well-known passages, but let's try to picture the scene with a fresh mind. In the first few verses, we see a theme repeated right away, which is Jesus' knowledge of the situation. Verse 1 says, "When Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of the world to the Father." And verse 3 says, "Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God." What are the phrases connected to? First, he loved them to the end. And second, that Jesus rose from supper, he laid aside his outer garments and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. These are incredible connections that John makes. That Jesus knew that he was about to suffer on the cross. He knew his identity in the Father. And so, he loved his disciples to the end, and he washed their feet. For me, even though I've read this passage many times before, when I read what Jesus knew and I picture the scene, I imagine a different ending to those sentences. I think of Jesus perhaps simply talking about what was going to happen soon. Or maybe Jesus would just talk about his relationship with the disciples and teach them things, and or just enjoy the last meal with his disciples. However, Jesus indeed loved his disciples to the end, as the passage says. It's not, although Jesus knew the situation, he served them, but because Jesus knew the situation, because Jesus knew who he was, he served them. In verse 4, Jesus laid aside his outer garments in order to wash his disciples' feet. Now, washing people's feet was a basic sign of hospitality. In a time where you had to walk everywhere and feet naturally got dirty, it was normal to have somebody wash feet when welcoming people in. Usually, this task was reserved for the servants, if there were servants in the house. Since it seems like there weren't any dedicated servants in this place where they had supper, the disciples are probably looking around at each other, kind of awkwardly, to see if anybody would humble themselves in this way. Trying to think of a modern day comparison, it might be like when you're eating out at a restaurant with some friends you haven't seen in a long time, and the check comes, and you kind of want to pay for the meal, but it's also kind of more than you expected, and you think maybe your friend will actually pay, so you're not really sure what to do. The disciples freeze in this situation, which we might expect because elsewhere in the Gospels, they were found debating about who is the greatest among them. Jesus, knowing all that he knew, was the one to lay aside his garments and do the work of the servant. He washes the feet of Peter, who resists at first, since he knows Jesus shouldn't be taking the lower position. If anything, it should be the other way around. And when Jesus says that he has to be washed by Jesus, which has a double meaning here because Jesus is the one who washes away our sins, Peter goes to the opposite extreme and makes the erratic request of having his whole body washed. I think if any one of us was in Jesus' position, we'd be rolling our eyes and getting frustrated at Peter. But praise God, it's Jesus in the position. He calmly handles Peter, and in his response, he also calls out that he knows that Judas would betray him soon. Verse 11 points that out. For he knew who was going to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." And the last verses also allude to Jesus knowing what would happen. Yet, Jesus washes Judas's feet too. You may have heard this fact before, but when we reflect on it, it's really mind-boggling how Jesus could lower himself to serve this person who he cared for, but this person who would treat him in the exact opposite way. How was he able to do this? I think it goes back to Jesus being so secure in his relationship with the Father. He kept his focus beyond the tremendous hurt and suffering he would have to endure. And he kept his eyes fixed on his return to the Father. In verse 12, John records the teaching Jesus gives after he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place. That's a really fitting picture of Jesus because, in a larger sense, that's exactly what Jesus did also. He was in heaven with the Father before creation, and he rose from there. He took off his outer garments of comfort and being omnipresent to take the form of a servant on the earth. He took the lowest position to serve his people instead of the other way around, like it should be. And afterwards, after serving, he would put on his outer garments again. He would resume his place in heaven on his throne. As he says in verse 14, he is Lord and teacher after all. Our application for today is exactly Jesus' exhortation to the disciples in verses 14 to 16. I'll read it for us. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Notice the last verse that we are not blessed just by knowing these things, knowing we should serve one another, but we are blessed if we actually do them. And to do them, to serve one another, shows the world that we are sent by Jesus, as verse 20 also says. Our application is to love and serve those around us, as Jesus loved and served us. Let's follow Jesus' example of serving out of a relationship with the Father. Let's remember that we are called God's own, and that we'll see him face to face one day, which is why we can humble ourselves in any circumstance to love and serve those around us. Let's pray. Dear God, we just thank you for this passage, and we thank you, Jesus, that you came and you not only went to the cross for us, but you showed your love fully to the disciples. Lord, you took off your outer garments and you took the towel to wash their feet. And Lord, I pray that we would be moved by this passage, by what you did, not just in our minds, not just in knowledge, but we would be moved to action to truly follow your example as you would want us to. Lord, we pray for just compassion and love for those around us, and Lord, we also pray that we could serve others out of this relationship we have in you, knowing who we are in you, that we're perfectly loved by you, and that we'll be with you one day also. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.